Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's a clash of civilizations going on.
We demand a free Palestine from the river to the sea. And that we stand with the Palestinian resistance and their heroic and brave action on October 7th. And they said, long live October 7th.
You can have a tribal war going on and both sides can be wrong. Like, that's more common than one side being good, one side being bad. But it's an existential crisis, and it's admitted that George Soros and the State Department are funding it. Headline, George Soros is paying student radicals who are fueling nationwide explosion of Israel-hating protests. It's problem, reaction, solution.
A lot of groups like George Soros' Open Society Foundations and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund are giving donations through something called a fiscal sponsor, which is a nonprofit organization that then disperses funds to other groups. And this is how some of the groups like Students for Justice in Palestine and other groups are getting money. The big funders like the Soros Foundations and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundations are sending money through various different levels of nonprofits, so that when you go back to try to find who is the original donor, you have to do a lot of work.
I think of Yuri Bezmenov, the famous on-record high-level KGB defector.
When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
Modern one. Oh, it's way more sophisticated and more fancy.
Joining us is Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. She's author of the book, The Soros Agenda. She's also the founder and president of the American Center for Democracy and the Economic Warfare Institute.
Well, George Soros has been funding for decades, directly and indirectly, quite a bit of money through the Tides Foundation in San Francisco, pro-Hamas organizations, even affiliated with Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. After October 7, the Soros organization through Tides and also directly have been funding groups that organizing the demonstrations now. He has been funding Rashida Tlaib, actually is an honoree graduate of Soros. Soros grants. There is an organization in San Francisco that he funds, which actually works with high schools throughout the country, not only funding and calling for the demonstrations, but also giving instructions to high school students what to chant and what to yell during the demonstration and what would be their talking points in order to counter anybody who criticizes Hamas.
Let's have a revolution so we can have a socialist reconstruction of the United States of America.
But if you're aware of all these tactics and see it and warn others and don't comply and are a light in the darkness, people will listen to you and we will exponentially refuse this system. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be hosting all 4 hours today. I want to thank you all who are listening on AM and FM stations, watching on UHF and VHF, as well as cable systems and satellite, and of course all the folks that are watching at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, and many other platforms. Please do whatever you can to get those links to your email list, your text messages, your friends, perfect strangers. Repost our live feed from Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com/show. That's where the real power is at with we the people. All right. There are two special reports that came out today, and I'm having them posted on X. They've already been posted on John Bound's channel and on Greg Reese's channel. And if you watch these two different reports, and I looked at some of the comments, people are like, wait a minute, Alex Jones has a video report out titled The Zionist Death Grip on the United States Government. And then he has another video, George Soros is funding college chaos. And they're now engaged in stuff similar to the January 6th, what they call an insurrection. But it was the feds that we now know broke in the windows and provocateured the tiny minority that actually went in. But in the case of the breaking into the colleges and knocking out the windows and physically attacking people, they're being called heroes by the corporate media. So you'd see these two reports, and I just aired one of them earlier. A lot of stations don't carry that first 5 minutes, so you missed it, but I'm going to air it again later. And I'm going to air the Greg Reese report as well. And you look at those, people say, well, wait a minute. Jones is criticizing Hamas and Hezbollah and George Soros, but he's also criticizing what Israel's doing and the Israel lobby manipulating our internal and external policies. What's going on? You're supposed to pick one side. If people could just understand this, you'd understand every other big issue. The criminals that run our government are financing the Iranians. They're financing Hamas. They're financing George Soros. The Rockefeller Foundation, it's all on record. The Tides Foundation, it's all on record. Billions of dollars a year. State Department just got Congress to pass $9 billion to Hamas, $22 billion to Israel, $62 billion to Ukraine. That's the reality of what's going on in the $95-plus billion package that passed last week. It is a clash of civilizations. It's a Hegelian dialectic. Go read the German philosopher Hegel. He didn't invent all these things. He just codified it in a political psychological system. And the main operating system, if you get one of the special globalist degrees at Harvard that Kissinger got and teaches, only one person a year graduates with it. Usually end up being secretaries of state. or what's being taught at Chicago Business School, which is one of their other nests, or Columbia, or Yale, or Princeton. It's all about Hegel and the dialectic, okay? So you need to know what the globalists are doing. And how they're creating a global destabilization. How do we see all these conservatives on talk radio and on X, I see it everywhere, supporting Hamas, not just leftists, and saying, oh, we're finally going to get Israel, when it's George Soros and the State Department funding Hamas, Hezbollah, and the leftists? It's a clash of civilizations where you take two or three or four forces and you collide them together, knowing the political outcome, because you're going to offer the solutions from the crisis. Problem, reaction, solution. You notice when Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend criticized and said arrest anybody protesting, which I say is wrong, but do arrest those that are violent, he never talked about the Tides Foundation or George Soros or the Rockefeller Foundation that are the main funders of all this, not just here, but in Europe as well, Australia, New Zealand, the UK. It's the same program. There's no discussion of that. Israel stood down 7.5 hours. Israel played down Hezbollah taking credit for running the attack. Biden gave him $6 billion 29 days before the attack on October 7th. I was here day one saying, this is the trigger for societal crises and civil war. And now you see that all over the news. So, I have reporters that I respect and I like, and I would say our views are about 97% aligned, but we disagree on some things, we agree on others. And that's the fullness of the discussion and the debate that we're having. And everything in Greg Reese's report, I have reported on probably 500 times, conservatively. And I'm not taking away from Greg Reese's report. I see the comments saying, ooh, Greg, you're gonna get canned or you're going to get fired because you're talking bad about Israel. And then, of course, I produce films exposing some of the things Israel's done. But I've done films about the U.S. government doing it as well and other governments. I don't blame the people of Israel for some of the bad things different Israeli governments have done any more than I would blame the communist, you know, victims in China for what their government's doing to them. And I don't blame the innocent Palestinian children. The Pentagon admits over half the bombs being dropped are not smart bombs. They're killing indiscriminately women and children. I say that's wrong. And Israel loses any moral high ground they could have wished to have. I'm trying to de-escalate things. I'm trying to have peace. I'm trying to have an informed conversation with people. And that's the reality here, that I'm really trying to get people to have the 35,000-foot view. We also zoom in at the 5-foot level as well, and then we zoom in at the microscopic level to understand all this. But you have to first understand the globalist real philosophy. And it doesn't mean there aren't communists involved in it, and Islamists involved in it, and Zionists involved in it, and right-wing Christians involved in it, and transhumanism and all the rest of it. But if you pull back and really study what makes the New World Order tick, it is a post-human, transhumanist system. And it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or an atheist, or agnostic, gay, straight, black, white, old, young, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. The post-human world is being built, and the acolytes and the high priest and the spokespersons of the New World Order, and some are Jews, and some are Hindus, and some are, you know, Chinese communists, and they're every group, but they all share this scientific, mad scientist race to discover godlike technology for life extension for the ruling class and the removal of at least 80% of the population from the earth. And everyone is being targeted. And I've said this 20 years ago, and it's in my film Endgame that was released 17 plus years ago, 2007, do the math, that it's a lie that they only want to get rid of 80%. When you get deeper into their writings, they say 90%. And still deeper, they say, who doesn't agree humans are an evil parasite and will only end war by transcending being human? The Carnegie Endowment after World War I was given by the robber barons a directive to come up with a plan to control civilization, control humanity, and never have another war again. That was the claim. But to never have another war again, you'd have to have a total global dictatorship over every human action, not just over governments or peoples, but their minds and their bodies. The globalists are coming after everyone with the poison shots, except for illegal aliens they're bringing in, because they don't want to dissuade them from coming. The New World Order is coming after the military. They're coming after the college students. They're particularly coming after black people in Africa and in the West, while claiming they're doing all this because they love the black people.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Response to fight it, and the understanding that Dugin is right in the final expression of liberalism, it's pure poison. But what he doesn't explain, I've read his books, and I've seen other interviews he's given, so I'm not speaking out of turn here, and I'd like to have him back on the show he's been on before, that they are advertising this human empowerment for the minions and the people that are signing on to it, but that itself is a great deception, and that this is all to be run by AI programmed by a very small scientific elite that Eisenhower warned of in control of the military-industrial complex and is attempting to force the end of humanity. And they advertise it and they sell it like it's a great idea and they integrate systems to replace humans with robots and automation and to take our resources away and to attack every fundamental basic thing that makes us happy and makes us prosperous and makes us enlightened and empowered. Now, you could say that a reactionary movement of pro-human traditionalist strongmen is the best bet to declare war on this and to roll this back, not from a troglodyte anti-technology perspective, but from a survival perspective, because the way this project has been rolled out premeditatedly for at least 170 years by Francis Galton, the very fabric of how the technological blueprint has been deployed is designed to dumb us down, to poison us, to disconnect us from God and reality, and to slowly kill us, but first suck our resources and energy and ideas out of us. So this is a very well thought out psychopathic operation. I could spend 5 hours and I could pull up all the exhibits. You can type in anything I'm saying, it'll blow you away. Like the Intergalactic Communication System, classified 1952, Pentagon operation, partially declassified 1960. And the Intergalactic Communication System is the Internet, and it is meant to be nodes that finally are put into your brain, but before that with handheld computers, first with TVs, then with central terminal computers, then with desktop computers, then with handheld. This is 1952. Now, they didn't have it all yet, but they knew the power of humans, and that if we put enough scientists working on it, they would develop it and deploy it. And that's why you have the Wall Street Journal and all the rest of them saying, looking forward to the end of humanity. This is a death cult. This is not a liberal Atlantean Renaissance cult. It advertises itself as that, but it is the complete opposite of that. And I look at Russia. Russia did the COVID lockdowns, not as bad as other places. Russia, it has people think it's this totally different place. It's a lot like America, and it's got the same cancer we've got. And Vladimir Putin knows that and has talked about that. Xi Jinping has broken with the globalists as a three-child policy now, but he's still implementing the technocracy because it's so seductive to strong men. So how are strong men going to counter other technocracies with their own system that's anti-technocracy when they're already deploying a technocracy? And so it is going to be an individual choice, working with other groups and individuals and corporations and governments to develop alternative civilization and protecting the alternative civilization and having it be so good and wholesome, which it is, that then as things get more dystopic, as this anti-human kill grid is rolled out, that masses will then flood into the alternative Plan B operation that I've been talking about for decades that Elon Musk now talks about. And the globalists said 25 years ago, when I first started reading about it, predicting the year 2025, nanotech mRNA injections, open borders, increased crime, crises, the collapse of central governments, the birth of a big global corporate world government that directs everything in the name of liberalism, but it's really the complete opposite. And they said that there will be ghettos that break off in every country in the world, like the Amish. They describe that as a ghetto, where people will retreat to the countryside and will try to work together so that they don't have to be part of this. But because all the resources are being cut off and the food's being cut off and regular organic farming is being banned, they're already way ahead of us, buying up all the heirloom seed companies, I mean almost all of them, shutting everything down systematically, scientifically. By law, all the cars, tracker chips in them. By law, shutting down all the coal-powered plants. That was just signed on to yesterday. I mean, you have to understand, folks, that you are up against a scientifically designed, prepared, rolled-out plan that will kill every human on Earth. And that's the big secret, but I've read deeply into their literature and their ideas. They describe it, and I can pull up the references, where there will be a tower of technology, as that has been described, with two AI humanoid creatures in it. And that, will they merge into one entity, or will they kill each other or kill one or the other and then blast off into the cosmos as a god? Now, that's beyond the snake in the Garden of Eden, but it's 2.0. You will be a god. Don't you know you're a god? It's individualism of the Illuminati, where they become gods and we become the fuel to build this platform where they believe they will be gods. Know you not, you are a god. So it is about individualism, in that it's about the final one individual. God creates new sentient beings that have free will and are eternal and can choose their destiny. Spiritually, energetically, what realm you wish to be in God's presence and system, or in a alternate system you build, your own little prison. That's what hell is, little cells that we make ourselves and then resonate towards others that have built similar systems. That is hell being cut off from this real universe. This is not a simulation. This is it, but only a launch pad into the greater it. And so they will kill every human on Earth. That is the official plan. And do you want to play along with that and pretend and get some carbon credits and get some social credit scores and be kind of cool rock star in the early phases of it as it accelerates and gets worse and worse around you, but you pretend you're actually part of the ruling class and you do more and more horrible things to prove you've got what it takes to be with the mad scientist? When all it is a psychic, spiritual, and the ancients called it that, it's really in the ether, transdimensional communication for us to destroy ourselves. And they've only seduced the minions that have signed on to this and see all this technology that we actually developed and built that was already pre-programmed into us to do, but for good, they built a twisted model of it. And these people think they're blasting off to Alpha Centauri. They're blasting off into a hellscape run by an interdimensional entity sworn to destroy us at our embryonic phase. My mission, and I believe it should be your mission, is to follow God's blueprint, and we will do things the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, the mind has not dreamed. I really want you to get past the tadpole stage. I want you to join me.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're finding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Up, I want to defeat the New World Order.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We now take you on.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, let's start getting to it. I had a Roger Stone with big breaking news on Trump and more next hour. Alexander Dugan did a multi-hour interview that was taped months ago when Tucker Carlson was in Moscow to interview Putin and others, and he's now put it out at TuckerCarlson.com. Here's a 21-minute excerpt. I'm going to stop it and start it only a few times. And everything Dugan tells you from his perspective is dead on. It's just you need to have the added understanding that this is a premeditated scientific plan, and the deception of the garden, the deception that the Sumerians talked about, and that's the Bible story comes out of that. It's basically identical. And that there is a choice humans have to make to follow Satan's plan, to give up our humanity, give up God's plan, and of course be betrayed and destroyed. And all we're doing is building, because we're more advanced, just we've forgotten it, than Satan. But Satan is older. Satan's consciousness is older. And rebelled against God's universe, God's plan, and is at war with anything God has done. Because it's perfect. And you see it everywhere. The systems. And when you follow God, you find as close as you're going to get to perfection, you will definitely see perfection. You will know perfection. You will not be perfect. Versus those that go their own way and decide that they are gods. But you don't get your free will in their system. You understand that? And you have to give your free will over to the collective. How is that the final expression of liberalism? It is the opposite. It is the end of free will. It is total enslavement. So let's start rolling the interview.
Alexander Dugin is a 62-year-old Russian academic philosopher. He spent his life in Moscow. He was an anti-Soviet dissident as a young man. And now he is famous the world over, in the English language press anyway, as, quote, Putin's brain. But he is not a political figure here in Russia. He is, once again, a philosopher. And his ideas are deeply offensive to some people. In August of 2022, his only daughter was murdered in Moscow when a car bomb killed her. U.S. intelligence says she was murdered by the Ukrainian government, and we take that at face value. But what's interesting is that, once again, Alexander Dugin is not a military leader. He's not a close daily advisor to Vladimir Putin. He is a writer who writes about big ideas. And for this, his books have been banned by the Biden administration in the United States. You cannot buy them on Amazon. Banning books in the United States because the ideas inside are too dangerous. He's often described, again, in the English language press as far right. We'll let you assess. But we wanted to talk to him about some of his ideas, these ideas that are so dangerous that his only daughter was murdered over them and his book's been banned in the United States. And so we're happy to have him join us now. Mr. Dugin, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and welcome to Moscow.
Of course. Thank you. So we were talking off camera. Actually, we're having a conversation that we were not going to film. Just interested to meet you. But what you said was so interesting that we got a couple of cameras and put this together. And my question to you is, what do you think is happening in English language countries? And I said, all of them, United States, Canada, Great Britain, New Zealand, Australia, all at once decided to turn against themselves. You know, this great turmoil, and some of the behavior seemed very self-destructive. And where do you think, as an observer, that comes from?
So I could just suggest, express my reading of that. It demands a little patience. So I think that everything started with individualism. So individualism, that was a wrong understanding of the human nature, of the nature of man. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So you have very special idea of the subject, philosophical subject, as individual. And everything started in the Anglo-Saxon world with Protestant reform and with nominalism. Before that, nominalist attitude that there are no ideas, only things, only individual things. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And liberalism, as in my reading, it is a kind of historical and cultural and political and philosophical process of liberation of individual of any kind of collective identity, collective or that transcends individual. And that started with refuse of Catholic Church as collective identity, of empire, Western empire as collective identity. After that, it was a revolt against a national state as collective identity in favor of purely civil society. After that, there was a big fight of the 20th century between liberalism, communism, and fascism. And liberalism has won once more.
Yes.
So, and after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. And Francis Fukuyama has pointed out correctly that there are no more any ideologies except of liberalism. And liberalism, that was
back it up for 10 seconds. Again, he gets more complex in the books, so I'm not saying he's wrong here completely. But you empower individuals, and then they will clearly see with other individuals what is best through competition, and then that creates a better, more informed, powerful, enlightened, wealthy, successful culture. And that's what the West did, and that's why everybody adopted it. And then the corruption comes in, because hard times make strong men make good times make weak men, and so the cycle repeats. So this has happened all over in Rome and Greece and everywhere else. You have Stoics and strong people and working hard and innovation, and then things fall apart because there is, quote, too much individualism, but it's not really individualism. It's corrupt, twisted people that use that as an excuse to get rid of the systems that empowered people. And then they come in with all these faux rights of transgenderism and two men can have a baby and all of this, because you're losing all your real basic God-given rights. And then they're replacing them with all these fake rights, like the tyranny of the minority in the new expression of liberalism. And he gets into that. But then he says liberalism is the only system. It is the dominant corporate global empire that wants to get rid of the main religious systems, get rid of the government, using them to discredit themselves, to then form the global corporate government that's AI-controlled and robot-enforced. But let's get back to it.
Has won once more.
Yes.
So, and after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. And Francis Fukuyama has pointed out correctly that there are no more any ideologies except of liberalism. And liberalism, that was liberation of this individual.
Hey, pause again. I forgot to say this. Back in 10 seconds, and then I'm going to stop for a while. Yes, this is totally true. Liberalism, which is total totalitarianism in its present form, last stage, it's not that there aren't other systems, it's waging war and suppressing all of those systems. Let's continue.
Has won once more.
Yes.
So, and after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. And Francis Fukuyama has pointed out correctly that there are no more any ideologies except of liberalism. And liberalism, that was liberation of this individual from any kind of collective identity. There were only two collective identities to liberate from: gender identity, because it is collective identity. You are man or woman collectively, so you could not live alone.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It will destroy you. But they love the thrill of thinking they're cozied up under Satan's wings. Continue.
Things, the sex that is already almost overcome, sex optional, and in gender politics, there is only one step to arrive to the end of this process of liberation, of liberalism. That is the abandoned human identity as something prescribed. So to be free from to be human, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. And that is the agenda, political, ideological agenda of tomorrow. That is why how I see Anglo-Saxon world that you have asked of, I think that is just the vanguard of this process, because that started with Anglo-Saxon's imperial
imperialism. Nominal. That's true. Back it up 5 seconds. Francis Galton off of Plato in his Republic, and then off of other philosophers and Malthusians like Malthus, but 60, 70 years before him, the British Empire funded this neoliberal program of mind war and said, we want a thing called computers invented so we can control people. They actually coined that. We want biometrics invented to scan people by their face and body and know them individually. That was hatched in the 1860s by Galton. And they all got together and developed what they wanted and then got it. And by the 1890s, they had atomic bomb plans. Look that up, Max Planck. And then they were able to do it by the 40s. So you have to understand, this is a project of the British Empire, of the Anglo-Saxons. Let's continue.
Liberalism, that is the abandoned human identity as something prescribed. So to be free from to be human, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. And that is the agenda, political, the ideological agenda of the tomorrow. That is why how I see Anglo-Saxon world that you have asked of, I think that is just the vanguard of this process, because that started with Anglo-Saxons imperialism, nominalism, Protestantism, and now you are ahead as an Anglo-Saxon more devoted to liberalism than any other European people.
So what you're describing is clearly happening, and it's horrifying, but it's not the definition of liberalism I have in mind when I describe myself as what we say in the United States as a classical liberal, right? So you think of liberalism as individual freedom and choice from slavery, right? So the options as we conceive them as I was growing up were the individual who can follow his conscience, say what he thinks, defend himself against the state versus the statism, the totalitarianism embodied in the government that you fought against, the Soviet government. And I think most Americans think of it that way. What's the difference?
Well, very interesting question. I think that is the problem is in two definitions of liberalism. There is old liberalism, classical liberalism,
yes,
and new liberalism. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy. Democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now, it is not about the rule of majority, but it is about the rule of minorities. It is not about individual freedom, but it is about wokeism. So you should be so individualistic that you should criticize not only the state, but individual, the old understanding of individual. So you need, now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality, to go further in that direction. So I have spoken with Fukuyama, Francis Fukuyama, on TV, and he has said before, democracy has meant the rule of majority, and now it is about the rule of minorities against majority, because majority could choose Hitler or Putin. So we need to be very careful with majority, and majority should be taken under control. And
okay, pause. Back in 5 seconds, not 15. Dead right. We, the liberal order, have to take everybody else's freedom because they'll blow the planet up. That's the Carnegie plan from the 20s that we're now living under with the CIA. The CIA is run by the Carnegie Endowment. Look it up. Run. Commands it. It sits above it. And it's not, though, you can choose not to be human. They come in and they seduce the children. They grease the skids into this dystopia. And if you try to protect them, that's the ultimate crime. They come after you. Let's continue.
So we need to be very careful with majority, and majority should be taken under control, and minorities should rule over majority. Majority, it is not democracy, it's already totalitarianism, and now we are not about defense of the individual freedom, but about prescription to be woke.
This is beyond key, okay? What are you saying? We have to have these minorities, the black people, the women who are the majority. We have to protect them and do all these ridiculous things to train you to be ruled by a minority, which is the AI and the technocrats. They just use the old liberal order to get us to sign on to it. You understand? Continue.
It is not democracy. It's already totalitarianism. And now we are not about defense of the individual freedom, but about prescription to be woke, to be modern, to be progressive. It is not your right to be or not to be progressive. It is your duty to be progressive, to follow this agenda. So you are free to be a left liberal. You are no more is free enough to be right liberal. You should be left liberal, and that is a kind of duty. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription, and now it at its turn became totalitarian, prescriptive, not free as it was.
Exactly.
And some.
And do you believe that was inevitable? That process that was always going to happen.
I think that is, I perceive here a kind of logic. So a kind of logic that is not just perversion or deviation. You start with one thing, you want to liberate individual. When you arrive at the point where it is possible, it is realized, so you need to go further. So, and you start to liberate yourself from now, this time from old understanding of individual.
All right, let's stop there. There's a lot more of this. You know what? I'm going to do a special Saturday show probably. And I'm going to get the whole interview, Tucker. I'm going to watch the whole thing, and I'm going to air larger clips. This is fascinating, and it's dead on. I'm just trying to add more depth or perspective to the limited discussion they were having. Excellent information. This is so, so important, and it must be understood that it creates all these cults, all these perversions, all these little broken coalition strategy is what the Clintons called it when they were running for president in 92. Those documents are in their National Library and Republic. World Net Daily reported on it years ago. It's fascinating. And they said, we can't let conservatives ever have their own publishing houses, their own businesses. People will choose that. We have to shut that down using the CIA. And now you know the CIA, it's public, has been coming after me. Because their job is to make sure you have 1,000 flavors of liberal poison and never go and get any of the flavors of reality or justice or truth, because you'll resonate with that. You will build that, and they claim that causes nuclear war, when it was actually totalitarianism that gave us Stalin and Lenin and Hitler. And it, not populism, but it was already enslaved groups like the serfs and the enslaved Germans under Versailles that then went with another system of strength that was just another tyranny. You know, the Chinese were under tyranny, and then they got an even worse tyranny with the communists. So we'll be covering this a lot more. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of mineral fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a book, get a film, get a limited edition T-shirt, get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and War for the World, and the newest one that's twice as long and even more powerful. That is The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. We'll be right back. You see, I don't see the Renaissance repudiated because the globalists hijacked it.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.